From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The UN Security Council has strongly condemned North Korea's most recent nuclear test, and we'll start discussing new significant measures against Pyongyang. In a statement, members of the Security Council said they will begin to work immediately on appropriate measures under Article 41 of the UN Charter. That specifies non-military actions, including sanctions. The Security Council held an emergency meeting Friday in New York, just hours after North Korea conducted its fifth nuclear test. The bomb triggered a blast that seismic monitors indicated was North Korea's largest such detonation yet. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States and Russia have finalized a plan to reduce violence in Syria and lead to a political transition ending more than 5 years of war. After lengthy negotiations on Friday, Kerry said that a new nationwide ceasefire will take effect at sundown on Monday, September 12th, coinciding with the Eid al-Adha holiday.
The United States and Russia together are calling on all sides to recommit to a nationwide cessation of hostilities and to honor its previous terms. This will be effective at sundown on September 12th.
Lavrov confirmed the agreement and said it would help expand the counterterrorism fight and aid deliveries to Syrian civilians. The Russian foreign minister said that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government was prepared to comply with the arrangement. As many as 500,000 people have been killed and millions displaced from their homes since the Syrian war began. This is VOA News.